A virus has crossed our borders and put health professionals on high alert. Last week, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced the first case of the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS, in the United States. Officials say they knew the day would come, they prepared, and they're reacting now. For details on what the CDC is doing to contain MERS, we turn to its incident manager, Dr. David Swerdlow. David, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, David, first of all, catch us up. Tell us what the CDC is doing now.
Well, you know, maybe we should talk a little bit about MERS and the disease it causes and can bring everyone up to speed. You know, before we talk about MERS, we always talk about what happened with SARS in 2002, 2003, because there were some very important lessons that were learned from that that have guided what we've done now in the United States. So if you recall, SARS was a virus that's very similar to MERS that occurred in 2002 to 2003. There was 8,000 cases and over 700 deaths. And the estimated economic losses were over $30 billion. What we learned from SARS is that the control strategies included surveillance to identify cases, isolation of ill people, quarantine of exposed persons, and good infection control practices. And so those lessons have guided what we've done here at CDC to prepare for possible cases of MERS in the United States. Why were we concerned that there could be possible cases in the United States? Well, there's been officially reported to the World Health Organization about 263 cases of MERS in the world, but I should add that there's also about 256 cases that are pending confirmation by the World Health Organization. So between confirmed cases and unconfirmed cases, there's been over 500 cases. Most cases have occurred in several countries in the Middle East, including Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Oman, and Jordan. But there's also been cases of people who traveled to the region who returned home, who we can talk a little bit more about later because they are important. So one of the problems with this virus is that it has, so far the fatality rate, the case death rate, has been about between 30 and 50%, which is really pretty extraordinary for a virus like this. Flu causes fatalities in less than 0.1% of people. So you can see that 30% is really remarkable. Most people have been males, 69% have been males, and most people have been a little older, between 50 years old to 55 years old has been the average. Another important aspect is that 23% of the patients have been healthcare workers. So because it is causing this illness in the Middle East, we have been concerned in the United States. Before this sort of recent increase in cases that you've been hearing about in the Middle East, there were four instances where travelers returned to their countries of residence with MERS, and including patients that returned to France, Italy, United Kingdom, and Tunisia. And in each of those instances, they made one or two people sick when they got back to their countries of residence. It didn't cause any sustained outbreaks, but it did lead to one or two people becoming ill.
I'm glad that you spent the time to tell us a little bit about the background, a little bit about what you do know about MERS. There's a lot that you don't know, we know. But tell us how the CDC, you knew this day would come. I understand that you've been preparing for it for 2 years. What have you been doing? What did the CDC do?
Exactly. So we've had these travelers returning home, and so we were concerned about it. So our main focus is, again, from the lessons from SARS, is that we wanted to be able to identify cases, we wanted to be able to have good infection control practices, and we wanted to be able to make sure that travelers were informed about possible cases. So those, again, are the three areas that we spent most of our time preparing for. So in order to be able to identify cases, we enhanced surveillance in the United States. We developed case definitions of who should be you should be concerned about. We developed guidance. We had information on the CDC website. We put information out in the CDC's magazine, the MMWR. We developed toolkits where we had case investigation forms, contact investigation tools, investigation protocols. We developed specific guidance for who should a doctor be concerned about, and how they should test those people. So the first of our three major areas was making sure that doctors could recognize a case. The other part of that was making sure that doctors were able to test for MERS. And to do that, we developed a special diagnostic test called a PCR test. And we deployed that at almost every state in the United States at their state health laboratory. So they were able to test themselves. The second thing we did was develop infection control guidance, because as I mentioned, the lesson from SARS was that preventing onward transmission was based on being able to have good infection prevention and control, making sure people didn't infect other people.
Before you go into that, I wanted to ask you about the identification process. With this patient now in Cincinnati, we know that he was a healthcare worker. He was working in Saudi Arabia, if I'm not mistaken, and so he met certain criteria that you knew to look out for. How well did this identification process work, and how quickly did it work? How soon did you learn of the diagnosis?
Well, the patient was in Indiana, not Cincinnati, but he was a healthcare worker in Saudi Arabia. He came back to the United States on the 24th. He became ill with respiratory symptoms on the 27th, and he went to the doctor and the hospital on the 28th. And by the 29th, they had him in isolation, even though they had not gotten a test result back yet. And then the Indiana State Health Department was able to diagnose the infection, but then we confirmed it the following day. So it was really rather rapid, and again, this patient met the criteria for being worked up for MERS, just like we had disseminated in terms of case definitions and who you should be concerned about. He was returning from the Middle East. He had fever. He had respiratory symptoms. So he met the exact criteria for what we have been concerned about.
We're speaking with David Zwerdlow. He is the CDC Response Activity Incident Manager for MERS, the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. So how have you worked with the local health authorities to contain the disease and to control the infection?
Well, in the instance of the Indiana gentleman, the Indiana State Health Department, local health department, and the hospital and us have worked very, very closely to make sure that there was no evidence of transmission to any other individuals. And the hospital did a fantastic job of identifying people who had close contact with this gentleman. And then for any of those people, they were told they could either wear a mask or stay home. And they chose to stay home and self-isolate themselves for up to 14 days, because that's the incubation period. And then they called them every morning. We tested all of those, and so far, thank goodness, none of them have shown signs of having MERS. So the hospital did a fantastic job of identifying anybody who possibly could be a case. The patient was also put into special airborne precautions, put into a room where there's negative pressure, and anybody coming into that room has to have special equipment to prevent any exposure to anybody who could become ill. So the hospital and the State Health Department and others worked very, very well, and we also sent a team there, and we were able to make sure that this individual did not expose anybody else and make anybody else sick.
As much as it seems like the healthcare community has learned from the SARS episode a dozen years ago and that this worked well, what do you see as the limitations right now of what you can do? I mean, it seems like there were lots of cases outside U.S. borders. Was the CDC involved in any way in helping those authorities there try to contain the disease?
Well, CDC has worked collaboratively with many of the countries in the region in many different ways, both on the ground and laboratory support, plus providing guidance. And we also work very closely with the World Health Organization, including sending people to the World Health Organization to work together with us. So we've been working very collaboratively with several of the countries in the region. We help provide the initial diagnostic kits, and we also have been training and providing guidance, as well as on teams. So we've been providing guidance. Of course, you know, this is an infectious disease, and you can't prevent every case from occurring. The thing you really want to do is just make sure that if a case comes to the United States, we are prepared to recognize the case and prevent onward transmission.
David Zwirlo is the incident manager for CDC's response activity for MERS. David, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.